Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 252 of CJ Evolution. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know you have many options out there, many podcasts, but thank you for saying, you know what, I'm going to listen to the CJE podcast because they have great content, great guests. Again, thank you for spending a little bit of your time with me. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women, doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. I don't think you get credit for what you do. In fact, I know the vast majority of people, though, support you. You are doing a fantastic job. Don't listen to the idiots out there that try to convince you that you're doing a horrible job. Screw them. You're doing an amazing job. Keep up the amazing work. Thank you so much. I am so excited to be partnered with Four Sigmatic. I talk about them all the time, even when I'm not on a show, believe it or not. My friends are hooked. Family is hooked. I hope you get hooked on their amazing products, most notably their mushroom coffee. And trust me, it doesn't taste like mushrooms. It's actually amazing and better for you than normal coffee. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to this amazing company, Four Sigmatic. You're going to get 15% off of all your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. You know, you might be wondering, where the hell has Patrick been? He hasn't pushed out a podcast in the last couple days. And I have been off in Miami, Florida, with my good friend Rafa Conde. He's been on the show before. I was on his show. Rafa Conde and a great group of amazing speakers at the Conclave of Warriors down in Miami, December 1st and 2nd. I'm going to tell you, man, it was one of the most amazing conferences I have ever been to. And I went there and I took notes every day. There's only 2 days. I took notes each day and I'm still digesting what I wrote down. You had great guests. You had Jason Redman, Navy SEAL, Rafa Conde, cop, Brad Lee, entrepreneur. You had Jay Dobbins, undercover agent, that it was embedded with the Hell's Angels for many years. You had Ray Kerr, another badass Navy SEAL. You had Brent Gleason, another Navy SEAL, and Bedros Koulian, an amazing entrepreneur who is doing so much. The one thing I really loved, I mean, I loved the whole thing. I loved every day, both days, where I had a chance to learn from each of these amazing people. But most of all, they're giving back. If you're not giving back, you're not doing much. We are put here to give back. I know sometimes that's difficult in our jobs, especially as a first responder. We see so much bad. A lot of times we just want to get away from it. We want to disengage, but we need to engage. We need to give back to the communities, whatever it may be. Maybe it's education. Maybe it's volunteering, but you need to give back. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the takeaways I've taken from this conference. Again, I'm still trying to digest the last weekend. And again, it was just amazing with some truly amazing guests. You know, there's so many different things that I learned and I took away from this conference, but I want to concentrate on three of them. And again, I can go on for days about what I've learned, but I really think the three that I picked out are going to resonate, at least with the criminal justice community. So one thing I learned, and I heard it before, and I know many of you have heard this term before, it's get off the X. Now, for those of you who are saying, what the hell is he talking about? Get off the X. You need to get yourself, it means getting yourself out of the way of harm. Basically, movement. Movement is life. I know a lot of you have heard that before. It's a tactical term, get off the X. So when you get into a situation, you're going into a tactical situation, maybe you're entering a room and you're in that fatal funnel we all know about, and you're just standing there, right? You're just frozen and you can't move. The term getting off the X means get your ass out of there and move. Now, when you really think about it, we put ourselves in difficult situations every day. Not I'm not talking about law enforcement in dangerous situations. I think most of us are good at getting out of those situations. I'm talking about our personal life. I'm talking about what we want to do to take ourselves to that next level. I think a lot of us, and myself included, sometimes we stay on that X. We just sit there. And all the life ambushes that come across and the ambushes, because each of us face life ambushes, whatever you want to call it, life problems, ambushes. And so many times we just sit there, right? And we don't do anything to make things better. A lot of times we look at other people to get us out of our problems, and that never works, because it always falls down to one person. That's you. Only you can make your life better. Only you can get off the X. So when a lot of them, and a lot of these speakers talked about that, especially the military guys, and it really resonated with me, because they weren't just talking about tactical situations and things that they have seen in the military. They were applying it to our everyday lives. And again, so many of us just sit there when shit goes bad or hits the fan, whatever you want to call it. We don't really do enough to get off the X, to get ourselves out of that situation. Maybe you're in a bad relationship right now. So many of us stay in those bad relationships without making significant changes. And I know what you're thinking. Well, it's easier said than done. Damn right it is. But in order for you to change your life, in order for you to get to that better place, you got to get off the X. You got to make some changes. You got to make some movement, right? You got to pivot. You got to move. So that was one of the things that really resonated with me over the weekend. Again, it all resonated, but certain things stick out more than others. And getting off the X really did with me. And again, I need to apply it in my own life too, with taking my business, my brand, my podcast to the next level. I just can't sit there and wait for other people to do it for me. I got to get off the X and I got to move. Remember, movement is life. Number two, I'm going to give you three right here. I know we've all heard this before. It's take chances. Every speaker that I encountered this weekend, all of them, they all talked pretty much the same thing because they're all super successful, but they all said the same thing when it comes to chances. You have to take those risks. You have to take those chances. Again, nothing is ever going to just come to you, which is a problem in the society we live in today, because there's a lot of people out there that are just, you know, they feel entitled. They feel like the world owes them something. Let me tell you something. The world doesn't owe you anything. The world doesn't owe you shit. Nothing. For those of you out there that think that the world owes you something, I'm telling you, there's a hard reality out there, and you have to go work for everything. Life's just not going to give you anything. And any successful person out there is going to tell you. I'm not talking about trust fund babies that give money, you know, that just inherit stuff. I'm talking about people that are actually out there busting their ass, working for every dime they have, building a business, building a brand, being a successful Leo, whatever you're doing out there, you have to work for it. But you have to take chances. You know, there's an old saying out there, a new ship is built. You know, it's supposed to be the biggest, baddest ship ever built. Well, how are the captains and how are the people that build the ship going to know it's seaworthy? They have to take a chance, right? They have to take the ship out to sea in some rough weather, and they have to take a chance that it's seaworthy. Maybe it's not the best example, but it is an example about taking chances. Again, nothing worthwhile in your life is ever going to just fall in your lap. And if it does, it's sheer luck. It's sheer luck. But most of the time, it's not going to unless you take some chances. You got to take some risks in life. Again, look at any successful person out there. I'm going to ask you a favor, or do this experiment. Go talk to any successful people you know, and I guarantee you they're going to say, we took chances, we took risks. Again, we all know this, but we rarely practice it. And number three, the last thing I learned, again, I learned so many things, but I wanted to kind of sum it up in three really important ones, again, that I learned and it reaffirmed with me over the weekend, was seek discomfort. Again, it goes into that taking chances and that taking risks. Seek discomfort. What the hell does that mean? I think all of us, again, myself included, get into those comfort phases in our life. Yeah, I got a good job, got some money in the bank, got a nice house, got some nice cars. I'm comfortable. Again, the people that are really movers and shakers and are really making a difference in the world. Again, I'm not talking about making gobs of money. I'm talking about giving back, you know, doing things that makes them uncomfortable. Again, the truly successful seek discomfort. They're getting out of that comfort zone because that's the only real reason. That's the only way that we learn and grow is by being uncomfortable, right? Do something every day that scares you, all right? But so many of us, again, myself included sometimes, we are creatures of habit. We like that comfort. But again, in order for you to reach that pinnacle, to reach those goals, to reach what you want to do in your law enforcement career or your criminal justice career, you have to get uncomfortable. You have to go for that promotion. You have to go through an assessment center. You have to put in for whatever. You have to get up in front of an oral board. You have to put yourself out there. That is discomfort for a lot of people, right? That's not the norm. And a lot of people avoid it like the plague. But again, the super successful people, they seek discomfort. Folks, it was an amazing weekend, and I can't wait for the next conclave of warriors. Rafa Conde, if you're listening, or if you're going to listen to this show, my hat goes off to you, my brother. Great time. I enjoyed every minute of it. And for the listeners out there, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, short and sweet, solo episode. Stay tuned for great guest, more powerful content than help you, they can help you improve your professional and personal lives. If you would do me a favor, head over to Podbeam. You can check out my all my episodes on Podbeam. You can head over to cjevolution.com. You're going to see all the episodes there too. If you rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Folks, until next time, take care and be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.